Please recite the Fatiha for the souls of all Mu'mineen and Mu'minat, especially Sayyid Noor al-Hassan Ja'afari, Sayyid Shuja'at Ali, Sayyid, Sayyid, and Latif, Latifun Nisa Begum. Fatiha ma'as salawat. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Let's say aloud salawat all together. A recitation of salawat brings blessings in the majlis. Please say another salawat. صلي على محمد وآل محمد. And salawat also keeps us away from evil. Say another salawat altogether. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. For the pleasure of Imam Zaman, say aloud salawat. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. صلوات. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for the participation in the majalis during the days of Arba'een for the commemoration of the martyrdom of son of Prophet Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam. And may Allah give best of the rewards for the organizers of these majalis. And there is great effort by living in these countries. Our mu'mineen and brothers and sisters try to keep the tradition of azadari, and continuously they are striving to keep the message of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and message of Aba Abdullah alive in these countries. As today we are commemorating the martyrdom of our eighth Imam, علي الرضا عليه الصلاة والسلام. I would like to say condolences to Imam of the Age, Hujjat ibn al-Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wa salam. And I ask Allah, may Allah send peace and blessings upon the great shrine of Imam Rida, as this place has become center of the blessings in the world today. آج یہ مقام جس کو ہم مشہد کہتے ہیں یہ مرکز اسلام بن چکا ہے. This place has become as a center for Islamic world. And this is blessing of Imam Rida that we can see an Islamic government in that country. Please say salawat all together. These are results of the efforts of our Aimma alayhimus salam that we can see communities, and especially the community in Islamic Republic of Iran, with the faith in Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And today, again, Tashayyu and the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have become alive because of the efforts of Eighth Imam. Today we can see the result of that movement, that Imam moved from Medina towards Khurasan. And there were many questions in the minds why Imam had moved from Medina to Khurasan at that time. Maybe there are many answers that have been given, but I can give answer with live situation today, that I can say that Imam had moved, that he wanted to make an Islamic state in the world, and he became successful. His efforts are become successful, that he placed a seed in this country, that today this country has become an Islamic country, and today we can see that whole country is the faith in Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. Today you can see the Hauza, a live Hauza, a modern Hauza, an advanced Hauza with all the facilities available. Today you can see Maraje, and with their great efforts in that country, around 200 to 300 Mujtahideen live in Qom, and I do not know the rest of the places, only 200 to 300 number of the Mujtahideen are living in Qom. And there are 6 to 7 Maraji at this time. They are alive, alhamdulillah, in Hauza Ilmiya Qom. So these are all results of the efforts and great efforts of our 8th Imam Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear brothers and sisters, I had started yesterday. I spoke about that hadith that I wanted to mention about 8th Imam, and the verse I had recited from Surah Baqarah that is part of that hadith. Imam, while he was moving from Medina towards Khurasan, there was a station of 8th Imam, and this hadith is narrated in Tuhaful Uqul, one of the hadith books. That is a collection of the books or selection of the ahadith of Aimma alayhimus salam that gives a selection of ahadith from each imam. And there are detailed ahadith and also maxims of Aimma alayhimus salam that if somebody likes to see today, alhamdulillah, this book is translated in English. And it's a beautiful book. It's masterpieces of the speeches and ahadith of Aimma alayhimus salam. One of the speech that is narrated from our 8th Imam, it is said that while Imam was moving from Medina, he reached up to a point, that city was called Marv, and this city exists today close to Nishapur, where Imam alayhi salam had a station. And Imam went to one of the masajid of that city, which was Masjid-e-Jami'ah. Jami'ah Masjid, of course, many of those who came from Islamic countries, they know that place where Jum'ah is held. The people, they perform Jum'ah, that masjid is called Masjid-e-Jami'ah. Imam went to that masjid, and when he settled down, there were many people outside, and questions were raised about the imamat and position of imamat, and how you can define imamat, because there are many differences within the Muslim Ummah. And of course, you know, since the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, there were several governments came, and they changed the concept of imamat. They tried to make alteration in that concept. And the concept is pure concept. It is Quranic concept. Concept of imamat is not a concept that you can just find in books or Shia books. Many people, they think that when you say imam or imamat, that means it is something to do with the Shia. No, that is not true. When we speak about imam and imamat, that is concept which is completely Quranic concept. And I would like to say to my youth and dear children that whenever you like to debate with somebody, at that time you should have a tool from Quran. Speak with Quran, because Quran gives all the evidences, and the position of imamat, it is described in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described clearly. And Islam is a clear religion. And Quran is also a clear religion. About Quran, one of the qualities that has been said, Quranum Mubin, a clear spoken book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a book that left the people in the doubts. Islam gives clear directions, and especially one of the most important doctrine, that is imamat. How that is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the people just in confusion? So when one of the companions of Imam heard outside people, they were having debate and speaking about the imamat, so there were questions raised. He came to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, our 8th Imam Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, Mawla, outside people are confused about the position of imamat. Can you please give guidelines about that? And guide the people, take them out from the confusions. And of course, Imam is the personality who has a divine knowledge. And when Imam wants to give definition of imamat, how that is possible that anybody else in this world can give better definition than Imam alayhi salatu wasalam? Imam se badhkar imamat ki tarif kaun kar sakega? Imam imamat ka bhi imam hai. Jab hum kisi ko imam kehte hain, to imam guftugu mein bhi imam hota hai, kalam mein bhi imam hota hai, aur kirdar mein bhi imam hota hai. Imam is a leader for everything, even for the speeches. And one of the titles that I learned from one of my teachers, Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him long life. As he says about Amirul Mu'mineen, he says the title Amirul Bayan. Amirul Bayan, that means the commander of the speech. That means who has a complete hold on his speech. When he speaks at that time also, he is imam of his speech as well. He's not only a personality that is imam in prayers, for example. Some people, they may be considered imam jama'at, right? Some other people, they may have some other type of the lead. But Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, when we say Amirul Mu'mineen, he is master in everything. He is Amir for everything in this world. That is why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam started speaking about imamat. And when he speaks at that time, he says that, O Abdul Aziz, his name was Abdul Aziz ibn Muslim,
O Abdul Aziz, you must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly given the indication about imamat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not completed the religion unless he placed the imamat as a doctrine. And Imam said that if you go back in the history of Prophet, peace be upon him, Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, had received the commandments about the prayer. He received the commandments about the fasting. He had received the commandments about several other Islamic practices. But there was only one thing, one doctrine that was remaining. And it was remaining for the final age of Prophet, peace be upon him, when he completed the Hajjatul Wida. And after that, when he was moving from Makkah towards Medina, and he reached up to the place which is called Ghadir. When he reached up to that point, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that great message, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayk, wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata. At that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, O Rasul, O my messenger, you have to deliver that message that was delivered in the past. And at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he commanded, Holy Prophet made a member, he made a pulpit. That pulpit was not made in the past, and it cannot be made in the future as well. That was only made by the Prophet, peace be upon him. And there was a large gathering of people. When all the people, they got together, at that time, Holy Prophet called Amir al-Mu'mineen. And when he called Amir al-Mu'mineen, he raised the hand of Amir al-Mu'mineen that everybody could see on the day of Ghadir. And when all the people, they clearly saw Amir al-Mu'mineen, at that time Prophet, peace be upon him, had said, Man kuntu maulahu fahada aliyun maula. So then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam recites the verse of Quran that was recited after Ghadir, when Prophet, peace be upon him, had announced about imamat. At that time Imam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the religion by saying, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Salawat. That today we have completed your religion. So eighth Imam wants to say that religion have completed with the imamat. The doctrine of imamat is kind of doctrine that if you do not have that imamat in your life, that means religion is incomplete. It cannot be completed without imamat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the religion with imamat. If anybody wants to know about the religion, if anybody wants to know about the monotheism, he has to go through imamat, because imamat is the gate for the knowledge about religion. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the religion. And there were two things mentioned in this verse. One of the most important thing, that this verse, it speaks about specific day, al-yawm. When it's been said al-yawm, it does not mean that it was completed in the past, or it is going to be completed in the future. Al-yawm, that means a specific day. Allah speaks about a specific day. That means today the religion is completed. So there were two important things being said. One is completion of religion. Second is perfection of blessing. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today I have completed your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have perfected my blessings toward you. That means one of the most important blessing in this world is blessing of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Ye duniya mein sabse badi ne'mat ne'mat-e-vilayat hai. Vilayat ki ne'mat se badi koi ne'mat nahi hai. امیر المؤمنین کی ولایت وہ ولایت ہے جس پر پروردگار کا شکر ادا کرنا چاہیے. ہر وہ شخص جس کے دل میں محبت علی پائی جاتی ہے, محبت اہل بیت پائی جاتی ہے, اسے دو کام کرنے چاہیے. ایک اس کو اپنے پروردگار کا شکر ادا کرنا چاہیے, ایک اسے اپنی ماں کا شکر ادا کرنا چاہیے. جس ماں نے اسے محبت اہل بیت دی ہے, علی کی محبت دی ہے. وی گرو اپ ود اسپیشل بلیسنگ اینڈ اف آور مدرس ہیو گیون اس دا لو آف امیر المؤمنین وائل دے ور ٹیکنگ کیئر آف اس ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم دے ور سیئنگ یا علی یا علی یا حسین یا حسین. سم ٹائمز دے یوز ٹو ٹیک اس ٹو دا مجالس. جسٹ تھنک اباؤٹ دیٹ برادر اینڈ سسٹرز. اینڈ اف یور مدرس آر الائیو دین تھینک دیم. اف دے ہیو ڈائڈ آسک اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ فار دیم دا گریٹ بلیسنگس دیٹ یو ہیو پرووائڈیڈ اس. الحمد للہ الذی ہدانا لہذا. وی پریز اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ دیٹ ہو ہیز گائیڈیڈ اس ٹوارڈز دا پاتھ. And these mothers were the source of the blessing, which was great blessing. Atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Today we have perfected my blessing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related that ni'mat towards himself. It's been said, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. There is one thing that is related to the people. And there is another thing that is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful, this is very important point, brothers and sisters. Allah has said, today I have completed your religion and I have perfected my blessing. There is one thing that is related to the people, because religion is religion of the people, but blessing is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People's religion cannot be completed without the vilayat of Ahlul Bayt rahimahum salam, and Allah's blessing cannot be completed without the blessing of Ahlul Bayt rahimahum salam. So if Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is using in this hadith this evidence, that means this is the most strongest evidence for the imamat. Then Imam moved to the ayat I recited in the beginning, yesterday and today. Imam said that, have you read this verse in Quran, in Surah Baqarah, number 124, about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah gave the position of imamat to Ibrahim. Imam ne sawal kiya, ki ye ayat آپ لوگوں نے نہیں پڑھی ہے کہ اللہ نے ابراہیم کو ایک عظیم مقام دیا, ایک عظیم منصب دیا ہے, امامت کا منصب دیا ہے. یہ امامت کا منصب دیا کب ہے؟ عزیزان گرامی, حضرت ابراہیم کو کئی منصب دیے گئے. There were several posts being given to حضرت ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. First post to every prophet and حضرت ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, that was given Abdullah. He was considered as the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although when we look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he is called Abdullah. But Prophet, peace be upon him, is not called Abdullah. But he is called Abduhu. There is a gap of name. For Prophet, peace be upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even took that gap of the name, that he said, you are my servant. You are not only the servant of my name, but you are directly my servant. Abduhu, he is the servant of that. He is the servant of existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is difference in the position of Ibrahim and position of Prophet, peace be upon him. The closeness of Prophet, peace be upon him, with the Prophet, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is kind of closeness that Allah took off the name and he wanted to say that he is my servant. He is close to me and I like to make him as my closest personality. Abdullah was one of the positions that was given to Hazrat Ibrahim. Then second position, that he was called Nabiullah, Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are two positions, one is Nabi and second is Rasul. Nabi is the one who takes the news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he delivers the people. Messenger is another position, but he was not given yet this post of messengership. He was Nabi Allah. After being Nabi, he became in a position that now he started receiving the commandments that he has to deliver to the people as well. Then he became Rasulullah. Ibrahim became as a Rasulullah. The deliverance of the message, it became important for Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only deliverance of the message, then after that he was called Khalilullah. You know, when we recite ziyarat, at that time we say, Assalamu alayka ya waritha Ibrahima Khalilullah. Ibrahim was called Khalilullah. Khalil, it becomes from Khilla. Khalwat. So in Persian also we say, Man ba kasif khalwat karda. Kisi ke saath khalwat karna. Kisi ke saath tanhai mein rehna. When you have some secrets with somebody, at that time you can say, I had a khalwat. I had a special time with somebody. I had secret times with somebody. And from the same root, it's been called Khalil. That means a friend. A friend who can have khalwat, who can have closeness, who speaks closely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who communicates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim had reached up to the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Ibrahim as Khalilullah. You are my friend. But brothers and sisters, this is a Khalil. This has only opportunity to be close with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet has been called Habibullah, beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is chosen in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like to call him just a Khalil, that you have only opportunity to speak with me, but you have another relation with me, that is the relation of Hubb. Habibullah, you are beloved of mine. Please say salawat. And finally, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had reached up to this position that verse 124 speaks about that. That is imamat. Idibtala Ibrahim rabbuhu bi kalimatin fa'atammahunna. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into the trials and he completed the trials, qala inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with Ibrahim that, O Ibrahim, now I am appointing you. So I will speak about this meaning of ja'il. I am appointing you as an imam. Ja'iluka, so that means appointment comes directly to the imam. I am appointing you as an imam. Linnasi. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm appointing you the imam. That means that imamat is not just for mu'mineen or muslimin. But this appointment of imamat, it becomes for a whole human being, for the mankind. An imam is related to the humanity. He's not only related with the people who are specifically mu'mineen. Yes, he is called Amirul Mu'mineen, Imamul Muttaqeen. Because these are the people, those who have close relation with Aimmah alayhim salam. But they are Imamun Nas. They are Imam for the whole world. They are universal personalities. Please say salawat. Inni ja'iluka lin-nas imama. And of course, Hazrat Ibrahim had a close concern about his descendants. And brothers and sisters, we should have this concern as well. You know, when you receive a blessing, at that time, one of the things that becomes in your mind, that how about my children? When you have a close love with your family, and if you are eating outside in a hotel, at that time you start thinking, oh my God, my family doesn't have it, right? If you have been able to see some other blessings, at that time also you start thinking about your family. If you travel somewhere outside, and when you like to come back, one of the things that becomes your concern, that I have to buy some gift for my family. Is that correct? And that is recommended. We should not think it's just a tradition. No. It is recommended that when you leave the country, go outside, and again you like to come back, at that time you should buy some gifts. And especially if you have a daughter in your house, a female in your house, you should try to buy more gifts for your daughter, because daughters are more beloved. Unfortunately, in our society, that is vice versa, opposite side. That we may buy for our boys, but we don't buy for the girls. Islam gives more importance to the girls rather than the boys. So, one of the concerns of every mu'min, when we like to do dua, at that time also, we ask for our children. And we learn from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ibrahim, in his whole his life, he was thinking about his descendants. One of the great concerns. Look at this dua. Rabbi ja'alni muqeema salate wa min durriyati. Allah, make me from those who stand for prayer and my descendants. So that means in everything, he was asking about his children, about his descendants. So when he reached up to the position of imamat, at that time also he started thinking, Qala wa min durriyati, Allah, my concern about my descendants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have that concern, I will raise imamat in your descendants, and Prophet will become imam, and all the leaders after him, all the descendants of the Prophet will become imam as well. Please say salawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted dua of Hazrat Ibrahim, but there was a response to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Qala la yanalu ahdi al-zalimin. That my ahd, it cannot reach to the wrongdoers. Ibrahim, you must understand that in your descendants there can be two types of people. There can be people who are good doers, and there can be people who are wrongdoers. If there are any who are wrongdoers, my imamat cannot reach to them. So there is a principle that has been placed in this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say that if I like to give imamat to anybody, he must be salihin. He should not be from the zalimin. And salih is salih in all his life. Salihin are the people, those who born on the good deeds, those who lived with the good deeds, and those who died with the good deeds. Salihin in this world, after the Prophet, peace be upon him, are Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So, brothers and sisters, there is interesting evidence that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has placed about Ibrahim. So let us say Quran, when it starts speaking about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in various verses of Quran, the name of Hazrat Ibrahim is mentioned. I think in 69 places, name of Ibrahim is mentioned in Quran. And this is interesting, that Quran, which is book, it was revealed to the Prophet. It was revealed to the Prophet, but the name of Prophet was mentioned in few places. Peygamber ka naam to bahut thodi jagah mein istemal hua hai. Lekin baaki anbiya ka naam, کئی مرتبہ استعمال ہوا. یہ حقیقت میں قرآن کی حقانیت پہ دلیل ہے کہ قرآن باقی انبیاء کا تذکرہ زیادہ کرتا ہے پیغمبر کی نسبت. It speaks about the prophet, peace be upon him, only few places. But look at the name of حضرت عیسیٰ, حضرت مریم, حضرت ابراہیم, حضرت موسیٰ. So let me speak with the people, those who like to burn Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, if you like to burn Quran, that means you like to burn name of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the name of Moses. If you like to burn Quran, that means you like to burn the name of Isa, Jesus. If you like to burn Quran, that means you like to burn the name of Mary, Hazrat Maryam salamullah alayha. This is the Quran. It is a combination of the history of all the prophets in the past. So that means you like to burn all the history of all your prophets. You're not burning Quran with the name of prophet. His name is mentioned only 4 times in the Quran. But name of Hazrat Ibrahim, 69 times in the Quran. So I said yesterday that I will speak at least one of the trials of Hazrat Ibrahim. Because when Quran says, Idab tala Ibrahim, you should remember the trials of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It is said that when Ibrahim started growing and he was in age of 13, at that time he came at home, and one of the problems he faced, that his uncle Azar, many people they think that Azar was the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Because in some of the verses, Hazrat Ibrahim speaks with Azar, Ya Abati, La Ta'budi Shaitan. Oh my father, you should not obey Shaitan. Brothers and sisters, according to our doctrine, fathers of all the prophets in the past and present prophet, all of them, they were personalities who were monotheistic personalities, those who believe in Tawheed. تمام انبیاء کے والدین موحد تھے, اللہ پہ عقیدہ رکھتے تھے. کوئی نبی ایسا نہیں ہے جس کا باپ یا ماں اللہ پہ عقیدہ نہ رکھتا ہو. اس لیے کہ کسی کافر اور مشرک کے گھر میں نبی پیدا نہیں ہو سکتا ہے. So if we look at this personality, his father was not Azar, but because he raised Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Ibrahim lived from beginning of his life with Azar. That is the reason that he was called Ya Abati. And in Arabic, sometimes to uncle also it is called Ya Abati. If he is the person who is raising the children or the child, then he is called Abba. So, what was the trial of Ibrahim? That he looked at his uncle, who was not only idol worshipper, but he was idol maker. He used to invent idols. So all the people, they have to come to the uncle of Hazrat Ibrahim and buy the idols and place in their houses. So he used to make beautiful idols. As you can, for example, today, think that if you born in a house that prints some sort of flags of any country, right? Or maybe he invents something, makes some statues. So he was making those statues. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was muwahid, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and prophets are prophets from beginning of their lives. They are not personalities who become prophet later on, but they are prophets from very beginning of their life. Even in their childhood also, they understand everything. So Azar asks from Ibrahim that I have many salesmen and you should become my salesman. Think about yourself, brothers and sisters. If we born in a house which is house of disbelievers, or there is house that works for wrongdoers, there is house or the father that works for any zalim, and I am in a situation what I'm going to do? In most situations, we say that, you know, what can I do? He is my uncle. I have to respect him. And if he has some sort of party, then we say that, you know, my uncle is in that party, so I have to be in that party as well. In political views, in political stance also, we actually try to be with our relatives. My relative goes to this masjid, I go to there as well. My relative is with this party, I am with this party as well. My relative follows from that alim, I have to follow from that alim as well. So you see, sometimes we make this logic. But this is Ibrahim. Ibrahim ke liye kaha gaya but shikan. Ek jo sifat Hazrat Ibrahim ki hai, Ibrahim but shikan the, but banane wale nahi hai. Buton ki pooja karne wale bhi nahi hai. Wo jisne insano ko but shikani sikhai hai, usse Ibrahim kaha jata hai. So Ibrahim alayhi salam in the beginning of his life was given a idol and a statue. Go and sell in the city. So now let's see how Ibrahim treats. I would like to ask from youth, young people, that if you are given something that is actually related to any wrongdoer, any zalim, how you have to treat. Hazrat Ibrahim put a sting, ek rassi ke saath bandha, then he started taking that statue into the streets. Many other people, they were selling the statues, and he was hanging the statue inside the street and going through the streets, all over the streets. And when it became muddy and his face was changed, it was not look like as a statue as well, he wanted to insert the statue. What is the reason? This is just a stone. Brothers and sisters, I would like to raise this question. This is just a stone. Why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has to insult just a stone? Many times we say that, oh, you know, why we have to insult something that is regarded somewhere? No. If there is something that is regarded in a community, but it is related to the wrongdoer, and people, they are taking wrong concept from that, it is important for us that we have to insult that. In some cases, it is important. It becomes an ideology. It breaks idols. It breaks those concepts, wrong concepts. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was just taking, going through the streets, and then he came into the city. And he started speaking, you know, when the salesman, they like to make a call to the people, they say that, if anybody likes to buy, please, I have this, and come and buy this. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam just wanted to insult that. Ibrahim ne logo se muhatab hua, logo, dekho ye but na bol sakta hai, aur na kisi ko nafa nuksan pahuncha sakta hai, koi khareedna chahta hai to aake khareed le. So you see, his way of selling was completely different. He said, it cannot speak, it cannot be beneficial for anybody. If anybody likes to buy that, please buy that. And it was all muddy as well. Who is going to buy? Is there anybody who is going to buy? You know, sometimes people in other countries, they take flags of many countries. Those, they think that they are wrongdoers. And some of us, you know, become angry. Oh my God, what is he doing? It's not something new practice. Don't think this is a new practice. This is a practice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he wanted to break those idols in this world. He was but shikan. He was changing the concept, changing the minds. He has to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please say salawat. Then of course Ibrahim has to deal with his uncle. What he needs to do. If my father, my uncle, my relative is wrong, he's idol worshipper, he is with the wrongdoers, how I have to approach, what I need to do? You know, sometimes our debate with our parents, it is wrong debate. We do not respect. Maybe sometimes rather than inviting the people, can I request please say salawat and move forward? For the love of Imam Zaman, another salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali. Amr bil Ma'ruf has manners, and we should follow those manners. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wants to place those manners in Quran. And this is interesting, brothers and sisters, when somebody reaches up to the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down speeches of Ibrahim in Quran. So speech of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was making many statements. Sometimes he was speaking with other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that as a verse of Quran. He was speaking with his uncle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed that in the Quran. So you see, those people who are chosen people, they are not only chosen personalities, but their speeches are also chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chose his speech. How Ibrahim had approached to his family members and his uncle. In community also, if there are people, those who have wrong concepts, sometimes they think wrong, their thoughts, their belief, their ideology, there is a problem. How we should approach with them? There is approach of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim says, Ya abati, la ta'budi shaitan. O my uncle, you should not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, with all the honors, with all respects, keeping the due respect, and speaking with those important titles, approaching with them. So when you like to speak with an elder, my dear elder, I wanted to say to you this. I just wanted to do Amr bil Ma'ruf. My dear brother or sister, please do not do that. So you see, these are respects and honors. And Amr ibn Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar has many manners. I will request, brothers and sisters, that when you open the chapter of Risala, Amaliyah, of any marja, and you go through and see Amr ibn Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar, those important manners are being given. Some manners are wajib, obligatory manners. What we need to do when we like to invite somebody and when we like to ask to refrain from the bad deeds. There are manners. So Ibrahim approached with his father, but with the approach of respect. La ta'budu shaitan. Inna shaitana kana li rabbihi asiya. Because. So then he gave the logic. So that means there are two things which are required. One of the things that you should approach with respect and honor. And second, you should give the reasoning for that as well. We should not only give a commandment, but that commandment has to be with a reasoning as well. If there is a reasoning, then this approach can be accepted. Hazrat Ibrahim ne kaha ke shaitan ki bandagi na kare. Isliye ki shaitan ne Allah ki nafarmani ki hai. Maloom hua ki jo Allah ki nafarmani kare, uski bandagi nahi ki ja sakti hai. حضرت ابراہیم نے جو لاجک قائم کی ہے, منطق یہ قائم کی ہے, ہر وہ کہ جو اللہ کے سامنے کھڑا ہو جائے اس کی بندگی نہیں کی جا سکتی ہے. کانا للرحمن عصیا, وہ چونکہ اپنے رحمان کے لیے, رحمان پروردگار کے لیے گناہگار تھے, گناہگار کی بندگی نہیں کی جا سکتی ہے. سو مینی ٹائمز حضرت ابراہیم ہیڈ ٹو فیس دس سچویشن. Many times he was asking from his father. But once father had reached up to the level that he was fed up. You know, sometimes when you ask from your uncle, your elder, please don't do that, please don't do that. And there is a point that he becomes completely fed up. What is gonna say? Chhodte nahi chhodte, varna main abhi joote ke saath aapki marammat karunga. You know, sometimes then he becomes angry. If you're not gonna leave, I'm gonna slap you. Hazrat Ibrahim, when he continuously was asking, at that time he was responded. His response was that if you are not going to leave, I am going to stone you. And this was the worst warning from a father or from an uncle. I am going to stone you. And this warning, it's not been given only to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This warning was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as well. So that means in the past there was tradition that if somebody becomes against their concepts, ideologies, at that time they used to stone them. So Hazrat Ibrahim was given this important warning. Dear brothers and sisters, this was another trial of Hazrat Ibrahim. But Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, our eighth Imam Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, wanted to say that the second verse as an evidence of Imamat is verse about Hazrat Ibrahim and about the trials of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. As all other Aimma alayhi salam, our eighth Imam has gone through many trials. As we said, trials are a tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wanted to have the trials and exams from Aimma alayhi salam. Our eighth Imam had a trial to leave the city of his grandfather. Dear brothers and sisters, it is narrated that Mamun had asked from Imam to leave the city of Medina and to accept to be his Wali Ahd, his deputy. Many people, they may think that, so what is wrong with that? If somebody has been asked to become minister, for example, prime minister, right? If today from our community somebody is asked that you are being chosen as a prime minister, so we will accept happily, right? Because we feel that it's an honorable position, but it's not honorable for everybody. Some people do not feel honor to stand with the wrongdoers. Imam Ridha had placed a great legacy that first of all he refused to accept. He said, I will not accept to be your minister. Then he asked, if you are not going to accept, I will force you that you have to accept. Otherwise you have to be killed. Aimma alayhi salam decide themselves that where they have to accept the martyrdom or where they have to continue their life. Because sometimes in their life there are blessings, sometimes in their martyrdom there are blessings. If their martyrdom become for the cause of Islam, at that time they would love to have martyrdom. But if their life is good for the cause of Islam, then they like to live in this world. And with continuity of their life, they would like to bless the community and Muslim Ummah. So Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam actually had looked at both sides, living or martyrdom, which one he has to choose. Imam had chosen that at this time life is better than martyrdom. I can do a great job with my life. Let me accept. He is forcing me. But it was a difficult decision. It is said that when our eighth Imam wanted to leave Medina, you know, these majalis today we have, these majalis are a tradition of Aimma alayhi salam. These mornings are a tradition of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. They place themselves. Imam ne ghar mein majlis bulai. Lekin ye majlis azadari ki majlis hai. this majlis, this session was a session of mourning. Not mourning for the one who is martyred. This is the mourning for the one who is still alive. And who was reciter? Who was zakir? Is majlis ke liye zakir kaun tha? Ye jo Madina mein majlis hui hai, iske zakir Imam Reza khud hai. Apni musibat ko khud padha hai. Aur aakhir aisi musibat ko aur duniya mein kaun bayan kar sakega? Jo musibat ko face kar raha hai, wohi musibat ko sahi bayan kar sakta hai, azizo. So it is obvious, brothers and sisters, there are two personalities. Those who left Medina, departed from Medina with this great tragedy. Our third Imam and our eighth Imam, although many other Aimma alayhim salam, they also been forced to leave Medina. But they are special personalities. Aba Abdullah and Ali ibn Musa Ridha. When our eighth Imam wanted to leave at that time, he invited the people in his house. Oh people, they force me that I have to leave Medina. But brothers and sisters, our eighth Imam had said that I am leaving the Medina, but I will not come back to the Medina. This is my final journey, and I will not be able to see the shrine of my grandfather. So when he was leaving at that time, he said, Assalamu alayka ya jaddahu ya Rasulallah. Then he went to the Baqi and he said, Assalamu alayka ya amatahu. Oh my mother, my salam upon you. I am leaving this city. And then he came to rest of the graves. He came to grave of Imam Sajjad and Aimma alayhim salam. He said salam upon them. And he departed from city of Medina. But you know, brothers and sisters, when Aba Abdullah al-Hussein was leaving the city of Medina, at that time he did not call the people in his house to have a majlis, but it is said the people of Medina gathered outside the house of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, because it was not Hussein who was leaving the city. Imam Reza, when he departed from Medina, he was alone. But when our Mawla Aba Abdullah al-Hussein was leaving the city, he was in the company of Zainab and Umm Kulsum. جب میرے مولا حسین اپنے مدینہ کو چھوڑنا چاہ رہے تھے نا آزاداروں تو ساتھ اپنی بہن زینب سے کہہ دیا میری بہن زینب میرے ساتھ آ جاؤ اپنی بہن ام کلثوم سے کہہ دیا ام کلثوم تم بھی میرے ساتھ چلو ننی سکینہ سے کہہ دیا اے میری بیٹی سکینہ تو 3 سال کی ہے تو بھی میرے ساتھ آ جا عزادار امام رضا نے اپنی بہن معصومہ سے نہیں کہا ہے میری بہن معصومہ تو میرے ساتھ چل امام رضا تنہا چلے ہیں لیکن ابا عبداللہ الحسین اپنے ساتھ ننے بچوں کو لے کے ساتھ چل رہے ہیں کبھی قاسم کو کہا ہے تم میرے ساتھ چلو sometimes he asked from Abbas you have to come with me علی اکبر you have to come with me Oh brothers and sisters, let us say salam to Ali ibn Musa Ridha. Ya Ali ibn Musa Ridha, assalamu alayka ya Abul Hasan. Ya Ali ibn Musa Ridha. On the days like this in the month of summer, Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam was given poison in the city of Mashhad, brothers and sisters. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But in these days we can understand understand, and we read in the history that the body of Ali ibn Musa Reza was taken on the hands, and the government has prepared the funeral. This funeral was taken with the respect and honor. But I would like to say salam, assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. The maqtal and mashhad of Imam Reza is respected and honor that was placed, that Imam Reza was given ghusl and kafan. Hamare maula Imam Reza ko ghusl bhi diya gaya, kafan bhi diya gaya. Lekin mere salam ho Aba Abdullah Hussain pe, ke jise na ghusl diya gaya, jise na kafan diya gaya, jiski laash Karbala ki sarzameen pe 3 din tak baghair ghusl aur kafan ke padi rahi. اے عزاداروں, امام رضا کی بہن امام رضا کے پاس موجود نہیں تھی جب زہر ملا تھا نا, تو معصومہ ساتھ موجود نہیں تھی, کوئی بی بی پاس موجود نہیں تھی, تنوں طرح تھے. یہی وجہ ہے ہم جب سلام بھیج دے رہے تو ہم کہتے ہیں السلام علیکم یا غریب الغربا, اے جسے اپنے شہر سے دور, اپنے وطن سے دور, اپنی فیملی سے دور, اپنے اعزاء سے دور, اپنی بہنوں سے دور, اپنے اقربا سے دور زہر دے دیا گیا. السلام علیکم یا غریب الغربا. But I don't understand, امام رضا غریب الغربا اور امام حسین غریب الغربا. اے یا ابا عبداللہ, he was slaughtering brothers and sisters, and a shiver was on the chest of Aba Abdullah Hussain. It is said Zainab Salamullah Alayha, she was witnessing Aba Abdullah Hussain as his body and his were charmed from the body. At that time Zainab Salamullah Alayha, she was witnessing, and when this head came on the spear, at that time she said السلام علیکم یا ابا عبداللہ. زینب تلہ زینبیہ پہ کھڑے ہو کر دیکھ رہی تھی اپنے بھائی ابا عبداللہ حسین کو. جب سر نیزے پہ بلند ہوا, ایک مرتبہ آواز آئی, اے میرے سلام میرے بھیا, اتنا سر نیزے پہ بلند ہو گیا. اے عزاداروں, علی ابن موسیٰ رضا کی بہن مشہد موجود نہیں تھی, لیکن یہاں پر بہن دور سے کھڑے ہو کر دیکھتی رہ گئی, اور نہ صرف دیکھتی رہ گئی. عزاداروں, ہم ایک جملہ کہتا ہوں, جب علی ابن موسیٰ رضا کا جنازہ اٹھا ہے نا, تو عزاداروں بڑے احترام کے ساتھ علی ابن موسیٰ رضا کو دفن کیا گیا. بہن پاس دیکھنے والی نہیں تھی, لیکن جب بہن کو کربلا کی سرزمین پہ اونٹ پہ سوار کر کے ہاتھ پسے پسے پشت باندھ کے زینب کو لایا گیا مقتل میں, عزاداروں صرف ایک جملہ کہہ کے آپ کی زحمت کو تمام کرتا ہوں, جب زینب محمل پہ آئی ہے تو جب دیکھا دور سے ایک لاش پڑی ہوئی ہے جو پتھروں کے نیچے دفن ہے, جس میں نیزے لگے ہوئے ہیں, تلواروں کے وار اس پہ ہوئے ہیں, جو ٹکڑے ٹکڑے ہو چکی ہے, زینب محمل پہ سنبھل نہ سکی. عزاداروں, یہاں علی ابن موسیٰ علی ابن حسین یہ کہتے ہیں, میں نے دیکھا میری پھپھی اماں محمل سے گر پڑی, آئی اپنے بھائی کی لاش کے قریب, آ کر گائے میرے بھیا تجھ پہ سلام ہو. زینب کا رخ مڑ گیا مدینہ کی طرف, ایک مرتبہ مدینہ کی طرف منہ کر کے زینب یہ کہتی ہے, ماں جدہ وا رسول اللہ هذا حسین محمل بالدماء. اے میرے سلام ہے میرے نانا, یہ تیرا حسین ہے کربلا کی سرزمین میں, اس کی لاش خون میں لت پت ہے. انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون و سیعلم الذین ظلموا ای منقلب ینقلبون. بسمک العظیم الاعظم الاعز الاجل الاکرم. یا اللہ, 10 مرتبہ سب مل کر کہیں یا اللہ, یا اللہ, یا اللہ, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. İlahi bil Hüseyin, bil Hüseyin, bil Hüseyin. İlahi ve Ali ibn Musa rıza. İlahi ve Ali ibn Musa rıza. İlahi ve Ali ibn Musa rıza. Allahümme rızıkna tevfik-i ta'a ve bu'da al-ma'asiyah ve sidq-i niyyah ve irfan al-hurma bi hakk-i Muhammedin ve alihi t-tayyibin, t-tahirin. Matem-i Hüseyin.